conversation with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London, and he writes political economics. He also helps me to understand the British politics. It's similar, but it's not the same as U.S. politics, especially when it comes to public opinion. There are two parties, and they contest over a five-year period, unless the election is called faster than that, over policies. And the Tories have been in power for many years. Many years, I think 13. There's an election next year called, unless there's one called earlier. And in the course of the years of policy making, there are changes in the cabinet. They seem to be routine. You don't take it personally. You're in the cabinet, you're out of the cabinet. But recently, the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, was sacked by Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, for unclear reasons. Because, Joe, help me with this. Suella Braverman said, immigration is a problem, we must deal with it. Suella Braverman said, anti-Semitism is a problem, we must deal with it. Suella Braverman said, the Metropolitan Police are choosing sides and protecting the lawbreakers who are marching in the hundreds of thousands for Hamas and against common sense. Suella Braverman went on to criticize the Metropolitan Police and the authorities for their, I think, prison conduct. But in any event, she said her policies were all consistent with not only common sense, but the polls in Britain. And Sunak sacked her. Why? What did she do that she wasn't doing what everybody wants her to do?
Well, this is one of the great mysteries of British politics, to be perfectly honest. Ostensibly, the reason that she was fired is that she wrote an op-ed for the Times of London newspaper in which she used rather provocative language to describe the pro-Palestine marches that have been happening in London every weekend since the Hamas October 7th invasion of Israel. She described them as hate marches, suggested that the police really needed to crack down on some of the activity, the sloganeering and the signs of these things that could constitute hate crimes under British law, and likened this to the sort of sectarian marches that you saw in Northern Ireland during the Troubles. And so this was viewed by the media and by parts of the political class in the UK as very provocative, very trouble-stirring, unacceptable for a government minister. And she was also supposed to have been not a team player within the cabinet. The problem that they've got is that a lot of her opinions on these issues turn out to be popular with key parts of the Conservative Party base, and potentially with the broader electorate. And so now, you can't really argue that things have gotten any better for Rishi Sunak's government since he fired her.
We've got 30 seconds, Joe. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
They just seem even more adrift and disconnected from the voters.
So what she said, people agree with, and he sacked her anyway.
It was strange political malpractice. I mean, I could understand if they weren't entirely happy that she was going out being very provocative, but you should lean in to the parts of her message that were popular with voters instead of trying to toss her over the side.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London, life in London without Suella Braverman for the moment. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,